This is Todd Lilienthal with The Lonesome Days. You're listening to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans and bands since 2014. On today's episode, Grass Fed. Enjoy.
And I also get to subject people to solo steel guitar. So that's great. You know, a lot of people might say the world's not ready for it, but it is. It's 2020. More steel guitar 2020.
Yeah, start summer now. Mama heart bombing, give us another road and we'll get back a running. We'll be running all month long. Get us some paper, some gas and tanky playing songs. We've been kicking dirt and our feet all are hurting. Give us another town and we'll get back to work and we'll be working all night long. Get us some paper, some gas and tanky playing songs. Countries can't spend it here, and I find that funny. Ain't that funny? Been laughing all day long. Get us some paper, some gas, and tanky playing songs. Trail and we'll get back to blazing, we'll be blazing our whole lives long. To get us some paper, some gas and the tanky playing songs. To get us some paper, some gas and the tanky playing songs.
All right, well, I'm Cameron. Here to my right, I've got Jake, and to my double right, I've got Josh. We're all from Kansas City.
My name's Jake, also from Kansas City, recently relocated to Lawrence. Yeah, we've been playing together, hanging out since high school. Me and Josh are brothers. You know, we usually have fun. We got a lot of friends regionally on the road that we play with. I think we've all played with our friend Billy Bluegrass before. I play frequently with Lily B. Moonflower and sit in with anybody that will have any dobro, including our buds Armchair Boogie, Kind Country, Flash in a Pan.
Rolling my sweet baby's arm, rolling my sweet baby's arm, lay around the shack till that mail train come back. Rolling my sweet baby's arm.
No, I'm Josh. Like Jake said, we're brothers. Known Cameron basically since like high school and such. I live in Wyandotte area, just right outside of Kansas City. This is about the only group I play with.
Keegan on the guitar and vocals, everybody. We like coming out to Colorado pretty regularly. We've been coming out here for like 3 or 4 years, just every few months, as much as we can. And it's kind of nice because we get to play with a lot of friends, and we've made a lot of friends out here, and a lot of people move here, so we get to kind of experience a pretty like flourishing music scene with lots of good local bands and a lot of people traveling through, so it's kind of fun to just come and experience a place that's different than a lot of other places around the country. But yeah, Colorado is a great, great place to play.
Living in the past, it ain't done nothing good, baby.
singing about the last day, held you in my arms. Think I lost my mind somewhere on this highway, trying to find my way, get on back home. Nothing I could do but stick out my poor thumb, maybe do one more bump, fight off this cold.
Just based on like comparison to a lot of different cities, you know, on a night to night basis, there's so much music going on town. You know, it's not just in the major cities in Denver, it's also in the mountain towns. And that's really cool. And like Cameron said, it's cool to, you know, make new friends and collaborate with people, because it's really interesting, you know, kind of an observation we've noticed is like, you know, the stylistic differences are kind of similar to like the water, you know, coming from Missouri and Kansas. We got that muddy water, you know. We got more of like that thrashing split lip Rayfield thing going on. And out here, it's more like a pretty melodic babbling brook coming from a mountain stream or something like that. So, you know, it's cool to mash up styles and, you know, really experiment and, you know, just check out how different people are playing out here. ¶¶ Well, we do have a new song. We're working on recording a new album right now. And we have a new song that it's kind of based off of a lot of observations on what's going around the country on a local and national and even international scale. And it's kind of definitely a song with a message, you know. Like, I wouldn't necessarily call it a protest song, but it's more of a call to action. It's called Big Rocks. So that's going to be a new single we're going to be releasing for this album at some point this year. And yeah, it's pretty cool to play it live because, you know, like, we've crafted it a specific way for the studio. But, you know, when you play it live, you kind of give it some legs or wings, and it kind of gets to stretch out and become something a little bit different, you know, that kind of more feeds off the energy of the live performance.
Gonna come on tumbling down. The way things are shaking, choices we're making, someday they will. Hear it blowing on the wind. Brother against brother, us against within, history repeats again. Oh, will we ever win? I'm looking at big rocks sitting up on the hillside. Looking at big rocks sitting up on the gonna come on tumbling down. The way things are shaking, choices we're making, someday they gonna blow the other one to oblivion. When the deed is done and the dust clouds out the sun, oh, what will we become? Sitting up on the hill.
they're gonna come on tumbling down. The way things are shaking, choices we're making, someday they will.
Everybody, that's a new song.
When we played with Mark, he was making some Ric Flair noises. Woo! Yeah, but I guess right now with the new Grass Fed album, we've been working and recording it with Martin Farrell. He's been producing it. As you know, he does solo stuff, also plays with Jenna and Martin. He is the Martin. But he's an amazing producer, definitely really involved, and you know, like, he's able to take our ideas and give us good input and insight from a producer standpoint. So we're just working on, you know, getting all of our ducks in a row for that. You know, we've been kind of rushed on albums, you know, but on this one we're just kind of taking our time to get it exactly right, and then we'll be releasing some singles out over at some point this year leading up to the full album release. It's just about, we're getting into the final stretch.
I'm hitting that highway, hitting 90 miles an hour. I'm hitting that highway, hitting 90 miles an hour. I'm gonna make my destination, but it won't be long.
Well, we started recording it at his home studio in Mission, Kansas. And they just most recently moved to Stoll, Kansas. And it's kind of an interesting spot because there's there's some, like, folklore about Stoll being, like, the location of the portal to hell. And their studio is actually, like, right next to that church that's, like, the supposed portal of hell that, you know, that the Pope won't fly over. But, you know, in the words of Martin, he says, we're going to be bringing a little bit of heaven to the gates of hell.
All right, y'all, we got time for one more for you. We appreciate you coming out early. We're Grass-Fed from Kansas City. So let's get real rowdy for this last one. Get this party fired up.
Mama.
bourbon trees. Mama came outside with ice cold tea. Yard work for mama, yard work for mama. Get up, boys, keep back on me, yard work for mama. For mama, get boys, get back on the yard work for mama. Don't do it cause gotta oughta, do it cause wanna. Get up, boys, get back home to yard work for mama. Yard work for mama, yard work for mama. Get up, boys, get back home to yard work for mama. Y'all, we're grass-fed. Come talk to us by the merchandise booth. We got t-shirts, stickers, koozies, prints, and a whole lot of other stuff.
This is Todd Lilienthal with The Lonesome Days. You've been listening to Denver Jamgrass, connecting fans and bands since 2014. This grass-fed show was recorded live at Cervantes' Other Side in Denver, Colorado, and was produced by Max Paley.